This is Twit.
Apple is going to bring employees back sooner than their rivals. Twitter announced you don't have to ever come back. Google said not till 2021. Facebook said not till 2021. According to Mark Gurman in Bloomberg, Apple plans to return more staff to offices sooner. You know, if they've got a way to do it safely, I don't have any problem with that. I'm sure Apple's not going to risk their staff.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not Amazon. Okay, they have an okay reputation for taking good care of their employees, and also they're in a position that Google and Twitter and these other service companies aren't in. They're making hardware. It's really hard to build stuff remotely. And thirdly, I don't think any other company is as concerned about internal security as Apple is. I think that they are more motivated to get the offices opened up than most others, for just simply for the reason of how are we going to be able to get these super, super secret projects going? Is it easier for and keeping them running without anything leaking out? Remember that this is a time of human history where nations are, as part of their like defense budget, pretty much, and their spying budget, are looking for as much as details they can get about commercial competitors, and not just geopolitical competitors. So they probably just did the math and saying, how difficult is it going to be for us to create a brand new infrastructure for super double secret, top secret communications and collaboration between our groups, and how difficult it's going to be to make sure that we are going to get testing for everybody. We're going to make sure that we get clean, our household, our cleaning of offices is stepped up. Really, I think that if every time that I look into this and the ways that different companies are trying to get back to business without killing their employees or their customers, the more I think that this is something that is going to be benefiting coronavirus response in a way, because when Apple decides that we really, really need to open our offices very, very quickly, and because they're not lunkheads, they are probably listening to guidance from the CDC and from the WHO. And all of the guidance from all medical science right now is telling us that testing is absolutely part of the what's necessary to get people back. So if there is one force that is going to make sure that more more test kits are being produced and better tests are being developed, it's going to be Apple and Microsoft and all these other companies that are saying we will buy, in addition to the ones that you will sell to mealy-mouthed governments that maybe don't even care that much, we will definitely be buying so many that if the market crashes, we will still be able to test our employees worldwide for 3 years. That could be an interesting development as well.
Apple is... Go ahead.
I think one of the big challenges that a lot of these companies, including Apple, have is the open office, which has turned out to be a big dumpster fire of an idea. You know, like, you know, because in COVID, you know, it makes it, it was already a bad idea. Yeah, it's been a bad idea for a decade.
Now it's just a diseased bad idea.
Well, now you have to separate it. I think part of the reason that you have to let people just stay at home is because you got to figure out how to rebuild the entire office.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that that's going to be, I do think that we're, Apple's probably at the end. They'll be able to probably keep their culture of coming into the offices. But competitively, I think what we're going to see over the next 5 to 10 years is moving to people really moving home. And I think that this is the shock, because a lot of companies have suddenly realized that it's not nearly as hard as they thought it was going to be. And there are some efficiencies that have been gained. People, there's not all employees, but there's a group of employees that would like to not have to. I think it's less about working at home and more about not having to drive. That is the thing, because you have a culture that doesn't really care about cars anymore. You know, so the younger generation, cars are not considered part of their social
scheme.
Also,
housing costs are so high in Silicon Valley,
right,
that if you can live in Idaho and telecommute,
people will say, they're going to pay people less if you move. They're not going to pay you less.
No.
I mean, they're not going to cut your pay if you move. Now, I think that the big thing is that what I thought was really interesting is that the head of people or whatever at Slack said it's easier to have everybody not here than some here and some gone. And so I think that companies are going to start to see that putting everybody on this kind of playing field is going to be something that we've all gotten good at, it the four of us, you know, because Leo's been a little ahead in that area. And so but once you start to get good at that, that it's more comfortable to, I, you know, for instance, again, like for me, I just taught a class for, there was the post-production world, which was what was supposed to be at NAB, but now is virtual, and it's happening. It's been happening for the last 3 days. Today's the last day. But I spoke yesterday about Motion and using it for graphics. I did things at home that I could never do if I went to NAB. Like I have, because I have a tool set that lets me do that. I can draw on things and I can jump from one thing to the next and I can jump to a PowerPoint and I can, you know, or a keynote. And I can do all those little things that I can bounce around and do it in a way that I could never do it there. So there are a lot of tools that we can use that will make it better. These companies are spending billions of dollars on making sure people can work at home well. Once they get good at it, I don't see that going back. The money that they say, I think they're going to see efficiency gains. They're going to lower their rent. They're not going to get rid of their main offices, like the Google campus is not going anywhere. But you have to remember that the Google campus includes hundreds of buildings around the Google campus, you know, that are all there that are being utilized. I could see that constricting. I can see lowering the density because of COVID-19 inside the campuses, lowering the number of leases that they have in Menlo Park and in Mountain View and so on and so forth. And letting people go. And I think a lot of them are going to move out of the Bay Area. I think I wouldn't want to be a commercial. The rumors I'm hearing right now from some relatively good folks is they think that by 2022, there could be 20 to 30 million square feet in San Francisco that are unutilized.